Welcome to Feed the Fire, a podcast from Traeger about better food, bigger flavor, and the techniques that help you become a more confident cook. Every episode gets into the craft behind cooking over fire, from smoke and temperature to timing, texture, and what's really happening underneath the lid. Whether you're cooking your first pork shoulder or chasing the perfect brisket, pull up a chair. Let's feed the fire.
Hi, I'm John Dinkel, CEO of Launchpad Media. What you're hearing is a fully produced sample podcast created to show Traeger what your own podcast could sound like with our team behind it. We've had Andrus on probably 10 podcasts at this point, and we consider Traeger to be more than just a wood pellet grill. You created a community around better food, time spent outside, and the belief that anybody can learn to cook something worth gathering around. My miso's marinated steak is made possible because of Traeger, and we believe a podcast gives Traeger a place to go deeper on the techniques your audience wants to master. Build authority through useful cooking education and strengthen the Traegerhood through chefs, pitmasters, farmers, ambassadors, and the backyard cooks. It can also become the hub of a larger content ecosystem, fueling recipes, videos, clips, social media, articles, food guides, quotes, and I hope this taste of what it would be to work with Launchpad Media at scale is taken seriously. Thank you for your consideration. Cheers.
This is Feed the Fire, and today we're talking about one of the most frustrating moments in barbecue, the stall. You've had a pork shoulder or brisket on the grill for hours. The internal temperature has been climbing steadily, then it stops. You check again 20 minutes later. Same temperature, another half hour. Still nothing. The good news is your grill isn't broken, and your meat hasn't given up. The stall usually happens because moisture is evaporating from the surface of the meat. That evaporation cools it down, similar to the way sweat cools your skin, and can temporarily balance out the heat coming from the grill. So, what do you do? Option 1. Wait. If you've got the time and want to keep building bark, let the cook keep moving at its own pace. Option 2. Wrap it. Wrapping the meat in butcher paper or foil reduces evaporation and helps the internal temperature start climbing again. Paper usually protects the bark better. Foil moves things faster, but it can soften the outside. The right choice depends on the result you want, and when dinner needs to hit the table. That's the real lesson here. Don't cook by time alone. Watch the temperature, watch the bark. Know what the meat is telling you. Then make the call. That's it for this episode of Feed the Fire. Follow the show for practical cooking advice, wood-fired recipes, and conversations with the people who know their way around smoke, heat, and a seriously good meal. Until next time, trust the process, keep the smoke rolling, and feed the fire.